You have to wonder why there aren't as many classic songs for fall as there are for other seasons. For many, it's the most enjoyable season of all.
Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky.
Philly event planners must think so because they've packed so many in this weekend, we'd need so much more time to go through them all. So let's stick to the highlights. There's plenty of fall foliage to see at the 42nd annual Covered Bridges Ride on Sunday. The event put on by the Central Bucks Bicycle Club starts and ends at Tinicum Park in Bucks County. There are five routes, from a family-friendly 20 miles to a more challenging 65 miles. Each group leaves at a different time, and every ride ends with a grand finale picnic. You can even ride an e-bike. Proceeds benefit the club and several local charities. We'll have all the registration info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. What goes better with fall than a good book?
Literary fiction can usher us into other worlds. It can make us step into other realities. But we don't do this passively. We have to do the work. Reading books is thought in action, the joy of a single-tasking mind.
On Saturday, the Collingswood Book Festival brings authors and readers of all ages together for talks, readings, and other special events. It includes an appearance by recent retiree and former WIP radio personality Angelo Cataldi. His new book, Loud, comes out in November. The festival takes place over six blocks on Haddon Avenue near the public library, and it goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The LGBTQIA community is celebrating National Coming Out Day this weekend. The inaugural Our Fest, which stands for Our Uniting Resilience, is a three-day event starting on Friday. On Saturday, the Our Fest Parade begins at 5th and Market at 4 p.m. And on Sunday, the Gayborhood transforms into an all-day festival and resource fair that goes from noon to 7 p.m. The revolution will not be televised, mostly because it happened hundreds of years ago. But on Saturday, the Revolutionary Germantown Festival takes place from noon to 4 p.m. across several historic venues, including Cliveden. Storytellers and historical reenactors will bring the Battle of Germantown to life, along with other activities suitable for the whole family. From history to culture, let's head to Love Park. The Kimchi Festival combines cooking demonstrations with workshops and an array of food from all around the world, along with music, games, and a fashion show. The free pay-as-you-go festival goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And at FDR Park, home to the popular Southeast Asian Market, the Southeast Asian Water Festival takes place at the Boathouse.
We have a community of vendors from the city of Philadelphia and a lot of our elders here from the Laos and Cambodian, Indonesian, as well as Thai and Khmer is all here. Mm-hmm. And they're created a home where it's friendly immigrant refugee and you get to enjoy Southeast Asian vibe.
It offers free boating, a dragon boat exhibition, food, and music. The fest showcases the Southeast Asian populations that hail from communities along the Mekong River. It goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Most musicians who play acoustic guitar spend their careers in intimate venues like lounges and bars. But not John Mayer. He'll be doing his drumming for arena-sized audiences on his new solo tour.
Gravity. It's working against me.
Mayer's traveling the country playing acoustic versions of his biggest hits. He'll stop through Philly at the Wells Fargo Center on Saturday night. The show starts at 8. We promised you festivals, but to get more details on the Ambler Oktoberfest, the Kennett Brewfest, the Rocktoberfest, the Philly Wine Festival, and the Old City Fest, and even more, you'll have to head to our website, because we are out of time. If you do, you'll also find out where two-time Super Bowl champion Malcolm Jenkins will be in Delaware signing his new book, What Winners Never Tell You. Before we go, we'll leave you with a little praise music from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. They're performing as part of the annual McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour, which comes to the Man on Friday night. The free show starts at 7 p.m. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.